in Baraboo, for example. And if you're in Baraboo, you're very proud right now because everybody's here. So you're, you can go into their homes and take whatever you want. Why are they here, you ask? Because Fox is joining us. And I'm very happy to say. In fact, without further ado, let's bring them right out here right now. Ladies and gentlemen, Fox from beautiful Baraboo on the Bluffs, Wisconsin. Hey, guys, how you doing? Hey, how you doing? Oh, look at all of them. Oh. Yes. Monica, you want to speak for yourself or someone else?
Hello there.
How are you?
The best at speaking,
nice to see you. Thanks for coming down here.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, I understand you got a little bit of what I've had, too. A little.
Oh, my gosh. I
whatever that thing is.
I strong the other day.
Yeah, really? Yeah.
But I'm just taking down some juice and hoping for the best.
You're taking down some Jews? I don't see where that will help you. But if I could be one of them, that'd be fine with me. Oh, nothing, really. Let's start off with a song. What do you got for us to start off with?
This song is called Kingfisher. It happens to be about a Jew that broke my heart. I still like the Jews, but I can't say but. I don't know. I was trying to make a segue.
I'm sorry. Really it didn't work for me either.
It's fine.
Kingfisher. It's a great song.
Let's do it.
One, two, three, four.
Leading a million nightmares, and I chanced to one dream. It was in mint condition in my sleep. And flying one kingfisher, as I was lost, a mind paints a lovely landscape at the cost. Lost actuality, seeing what's real, but dodging the problematic way you feel. Lost actuality, seeing what's real, dodging the problematic way you feel. I woke to an angry headache on your Sabbath day, and I asked you, I finally reached to you. Oh no, what did I say? And taken for just a moment, and true at first sight, so brief in entirety, reverie is my goddamn right. Lost actuality, seeing what's real, dodging the problematic way you feel. And I would have followed you to all you do, and every idea that I created, I would have followed you to all you do, and every idea that I've created. And I've had a million nightmares, I lost one dream, and it was in mint condition in my sleep.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Only if you want to hear it, you know. Did you want to hear your own applause? Is that the idea?
Oh, yeah. Can you just amplify it? Have it on loop for
yeah.
me.
Yeah, have it on loop. Take it with you. So you, isn't it always the way it is? You're going on a big tour coming up, right? Like 20 mm-hmm. cities, maybe?
Oh, 3 weeks. That's 3 weeks. All I know.
Yeah, yeah. And you get something and you're...
Oh, I know. Yeah. But I've got about 3 days to heal, so I'm going to stay in and just like eat cloves of garlic. That's
I've
good
noticed
for you.
Something coming.
I haven't started this regimen
yet. Oh, okay, all right. Maybe, I guess it
might be
then.
The apple cider vinegar and all the rest of it.
I think garlic is for vampires.
Well, I'm trying to get this demon out of me.
Yeah. Oh, so you're the vampire. That's interesting.
Perhaps
that's a little conflict there, if you're actually using garlic on yourself. Who knows what's going to come out?
Who knows?
Maybe some of those Jews you've been taking down.
I really, really did you hear the song? I was heartbroken when he left, so.
Yeah.
I ate too much garlic, perhaps.
Yeah, yeah. So, and you guys are all from Baraboo, is that right? You're all Thunderbirds?
We're all T-Birds.
T-Birds!
Yeah, we're
go T-Birds!
Yeah, go T-Birds! State. Yeah, we're missing just one of our boys today. Yeah. One of our boys are gone.
Yeah. Did he have a little something, too?
And a family engagement.
More
than a sickness.
That's more important than the band? I don't think so.
Well, I know. That's what I was saying.
Yeah. Band meeting.
Band meeting, Sean.
Do you have band meetings?
Oh, all the time.
Yeah? What gets discussed?
Hygiene.
Hygiene?
No.
With who in particular are we talking about?
You know what? I am very lucky. People always ask what it's like to be on the road with, you know...
What's it on the road to be like with, you know?
You get to know each other very swiftly.
Yeah.
So
that's where hygiene comes in?
Yeah, it can.
Yeah.
But, you know, I was just going to say
this. This is from someone who's wearing garlic, you know, on the tour bus.
I actually love when people smell like garlic. I'm not just saying that because it might benefit me, too.
I cook with it all the time. I'm
it's
a garlic
delicious.
Cooker. And there's no way of escaping it. You got to peel the damn little things, you know.
I know.
Carry it with you for weeks. It's the only way to cook, as far as I'm concerned.
Mm-hmm.
Agree? Disagree? All right. Okay. And so now, I read something that said that someone in the band was in Homeland Security for a while.
Yeah, that would be Davey.
Yeah.
Over there playing the mandolin, who also plays drums.
That's scary. He was in Homeland Security?
Yeah, he was working there for some time. And then
on
Matt...
our side of it, or did they... Yeah.
He never speaks. He speaks sometimes, but...
He's like the Harpo of your band.
Yeah, that's
right. And then someone was in cosmetology.
That was me. I was a hairdresser, yeah. I worked at Cha-Cha on Williamson Street for
a hot second.
Yeah.
God, I wish you would have gone in there now.
See? Everyone should go there.
Yeah. And then, in fact, who's in the band? Tell everyone else in there.
Yeah.
This is kind of
so, Mateo plays keys.
Yeah. Very well. Nice harmony, too.
Yeah, of
beautiful
course.
Harmony.
Matt Holman, who plays guitar and trumpet. Davey, who plays drums and mandolin, as you see.
Yeah. And Homeland Security.
Yeah, and Homeland Security. Davey and Mateo are siblings. And then there's Zach, who plays banjo.
Zach.
That's a lot of our film stuff.
Yeah. And Zach is sort of the guy who started the thing, right? Is that true?
In
a matter of speaking?
In a matter of speaking. Yeah.
No, he
wrote an album that when he was in San Francisco, we were all here and... We're asked to play, and we're like, oh, we could play. We all worked on his record, and
what connection is there between San Francisco and Baraboo?
Well,
phone lines, maybe.
Mostly. Yeah. I don't know. He just moved there.
Yeah, satellite.
It was nice.
By satellite, you could connect, I suppose.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Yeah. But, so, wait a minute. You're from Baraboo, though? And what were you doing in San Francisco, then, is a better question.
Trying to be a movie star.
That's L.A. Good man. He's a good man.
He was there, too.
Okay, there, too. You tried that.
Yeah. So, in a sense, I mean, he let us use his songs that we all worked on his record, and then we wrote our own, and then he joined the band later.
Okay. Yeah. But as a T-Bird, though, were you all in marching band, or what?
How many of us? I was definitely in marching band.
You were.
I played the trombone.
Cool.
Matt played the trumpet. Yeah. Jason was the drum major. Who's not? Is that everyone?
Yeah.
Pep?
You weren't in marching band?
Okay.
What were you doing in high school as a T-Bird?
Mostly very little.
Very little. Chess club? Anything?
I played a lot. Way too much World of Warcraft.
World of Warcraft club.
Yeah,
cool.
World
That's
of
cool.
Warcraft.
So, but when did you all realize that you had all a musical compatibility and something to...
Oh, we're still working on that.
Yeah. You know, I was trying to read your bio, everybody, and it's absolutely impenetrable.
You can thank Matt Holman for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you don't learn anything about anyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's... I still...
Tell me so something about yourself that might surprise me.
I really like making pies.
Pies?
I played Dance Dance Revolution in high school, which is a video game where you're dancing, and it's really cool.
We thing. Have it, yeah.
Obviously, yeah. All the cool kids were doing that on the weekends.
Yeah.
Collectively, a lot of us were involved with the Magic the Gathering kids. I'm basically saying we were the really, really super cool kids in high
Magic.
School.
Were you
we were
on
wizards,
that,
we were at the arcades, we were in marching band, we were sought after.
Okay. Were you in the Bear Brew Has Swag video? Was that?
Oh my gosh. I've not heard of that. Have you guys?
Yeah, it's like one long shot of the entire school singing on a video.
What? See, they probably would have called us had they, you know, we're such high-level wizards. Yeah. We would have made everyone else look not swaggy, so we weren't called.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
No, we weren't invited.
And do any of your people are connected, your families connected with, the circus or with the Crane Foundation or anything? Nope.
I've definitely been to the Crane Foundation. My sister made an art piece that was at the Crane Foundation.
Yeah.
What about you guys?
See, it all ties together, doesn't it? That's strange. Your mom works at the Crane Foundation.
Mom worked there.
She had gone now? Migrate?
She's in Madison, yeah.
She's in Madison now. Cool. And stylistically, now I know you guys are all somehow tied in with, Justin there and his, Claire, and you recorded the album.
He's a good guy.
In his studio, right?
Yeah, we did. We ended up working with someone that had done a lot of the engineering on his records named Brian Joseph, and he ended up producing our record, which was really nice to have, an outside voice sort of saying, between these two takes, this one's better. It took a lot of tension out of, our crew. And Justin was getting, worked on in his kitchen, so he ended up hanging out for a bulk of the time that we were all together.
Yeah.
So.
Really cool.
Good squad up there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It seems to be like the nexus of all music coming out of Wisconsin now. And it's broken worldwide. It's amazing. Because you play in the UK, too, as well, right?
Yeah, we somehow have been over there, four times now in the past year and a half, year and some change. Yeah.
They nice. Like you over there, the Brits?
I think so.
Yeah?
We've been back a few times, so I hope so.
Excellent.
Why are you coming back?
Excellent.
Yeah.
Really cool.
Yeah.
I know you've got another song here for us. And
we do.
Is that? Apple juice, or is that actually
this is
whiskey?
My, it's not, for once, it is not whiskey. Yeah. It's some tea.
Listen, if you start laughing again, we're going to have to do a retake on this next time.
I know. Okay. I'll be good.
We'll take it from the top, though, and we can edit all that out.
Oh, yeah.
Even though it is a live show.
Oh, wow. I was going to say, make me sound smart, but.
By the way, I love your hair.
Thank you.
Yes.
I just did it yesterday.
Yeah, it's so cha-cha.
It is. Thank you.
Looks very good.
Now I'm self-conscious.
Okay.
All right, let's do it.
Monica Martin and Fox, ladies and gentlemen. Reassembling on our stage.
And if you want to run, well, if you want to run, I will do. But if you wanna stay, we can try and dodge all the things that try to get in our way. Get out, get out of our way. Say it's too soon to shrink in violet side for blue. Yeah, hearts prolific in plain view as lovely large as crazy.
this on a moon, a moon. Oh, on chamomile lavender days, well, I'll find peace under care of your razor sharp rib cage, your lifted rib cage. And we can harmony all along the pain, no, neither ever afraid, no, neither. A lovely largest greatest on a moon, a moon. Oh, 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 as lovely largest grace.